In a world where achievements and accolades motivate us to do more and be more, we're often left wondering, is this really it?
Deep inside, you know there is more to life. You're ready to leave behind the old, push your way through, and claim the deeper life that's calling you.
That's where we excel.
We're your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak.
And this is the Soulful Leader Podcast.
Sit back and relax as we share the shortcuts we've uncovered to help you make shift happen. Welcome back to the Soulful Leader Podcast. And this week, we want to talk about money. And I laugh because it's such a taboo subject. Like it's usually when people talk about money, they want to talk about how to make it, how to get it, how to keep it, how to, you know, whatever. And I think Stephanie and I have a fairly different take on that today. So I'm excited to chat with Stephanie. And I'm going to ask her a question to start with. Stephanie, if you had it to do over again, like go back and be young again and go through the process of making money, of making a living, right? What would you have done differently and why?
You know, one of the things that I have heard a lot is people say, you know, follow your heart, follow what you love. Joseph Campbell, he said, follow your bliss. And I don't know if I was ever told that. I was probably more told the opposite of like, you can't do what you love to do. You can't follow your natural passions or purpose. You've got to go make the money first. And I would say if I could do it over again, I would trust my inner wisdom to say, do what you love and love what you do. And that is actually the path. Like, I think we put it's like putting the cart in front of the horse instead of putting the horse in front of the cart. We tend to put money first and we put all kinds of meaning around money and our value and our worth and that whole aspect about who we are and why we're here is all based on our value of dollars and cents. And if I was to do it over again, I wouldn't make that the reason I was doing it. And here's why. Anytime I've ever tried to go out and make all kinds of money, I have failed terribly. Like I'm serious. Like in fact, I've done the opposite. I go out to make money and I end up being in a huge debt all the time and always feeling not good enough and shame, all of that part. And when I just let that go, I have to let that go because it's that part of me of saying, I truly believe that the universe is friendly. And I believe that I'm here for a higher reason of being. And if I really drop into that, then I can completely allow that, whether you call it higher power, God, universe, spirit, whatever your word is for it, I believe that there's something that really, really loves me and guides me. And when I can drop into that and pay attention, and then I allow myself to be in love with that, and I make that the horse that's pulling the cart, then the money follows. And you think I would figure this out after like years of doing this, but I'll tell you, I've made many, many, many mistakes and sometimes try to put the money in front of trying to put the cart in front of the horse again and then go, Stephanie, my gosh, like let it go. And here's what I believe about that is that it's a pattern. It's a habit. Yeah. And it's what we tell, you know, it's what we tell each other in this world.
It really is. I mean, it's what we're all taught. And it seems like whether you actually have money or you don't have money, it is the driving force behind what we do, how we interact, what we say to each other, how we treat each other. One of the things that you learn that when you actually have the money is that it's empty. Like, it's fairly meaningless. And the reason I say that, and you know, I can hear people saying now, it's like, yeah, that's easy to say because you have it. But I have a friend who went to Bolivia at a point in time when it was the poorest country on earth. And she said that they were the happiest people she ever met. Because they didn't know that they should want money. Nobody told them that they should want money. So they were just happy. And going back to what I said about, like, once you have money, you realize that's not the source of happiness. It's not what makes us happy. It's very empty. It's all surface stuff. And then you start looking and you're like, you're inside and you're going, well, is this it? I really thought there was going to be more. And you realize that it's an inner journey. And that's the same journey that you were just talking about. And it only happens when your foundation is meaning, when you really, really connect to your higher why and be in service and make your life meaningful, then the money does flow. And when it does flow, it's meaningful. And now there's the joy and there's the beauty and then you feel full and then you can give freely. It's a virtuous circle.
Yeah, most definitely. I just, my heart aches in the way of how much time personally in my life I've wasted because I have told myself I'm not good enough because I don't make X, Y, or Z. Mm-hmm. Instead of looking at, because I think we miss the true essence of it. And that, please hear me out there that they're listening too. It's like, I'm not saying that money isn't important and that we don't need money and that money can't make a difference in the world. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when we make that the forefront of the reason why we get up every morning and do something, that is a very short, sustained life force.
But that takes its toll. Yeah, it really takes its toll.
And instead, if we can look at what kind of impact do you want to make? What kind of difference do you want to make? And here's the thing. It's like, it isn't always about money that makes the impact. It's about life force is a very different word. It involves money, but it's like, it doesn't have to be your money that makes a difference. There's ways of finding resources and sponsorships and angels of philanthropists and all kinds of things. And sometimes I find that even more exciting is like when I can repurpose something or when someone offers their generosity of gift or strength to help make a project happen and the synergy of collaboration and connection and the joy of the delight of being able to make someone else happy. It's just, it's priceless, right?
That reminds me of the story that Lynn Twist tells in her book, The Soul of Money. And if you have not read The Soul of Money, I highly recommend it. It will turn your concept of money on its head. It's just a phenomenal book. And she tells a story about getting money from two different groups of people, one of whom is a corporation that was trying to better their image because they had done some bad things, right? Some not so savory things. And they were trying to fix it by donating to a good cause. And the money itself had a kind of a taint to it because when Lynn got the check, she felt like dirty. So like she felt all that energy on it, right? And we forget that energy money is just a source of energy, right? It's just a path for energy to take. And so then like literally in the same day, she went to, it was a project somewhere, you know, like where people had no money and she felt kind of weird asking them to donate money. And she did anyway, she was encouraged to, and she got like $400. And she said the energy on that money because the people cared and they wanted to make a difference. And like someone in the crowd stood up and said, you know what? Here's all the money I made from cleaning houses today. And I really just want to make a difference with it. And she took all the money out of her purse and handed it to Lynn. And she's like, that money, that $400 was going to make so much more of an impact than the $50,000 that the check that she had gotten from the other guy. And I won't give you what Lynn did with it because I'll leave it as a cliffhanger. You guys can go read the book and find out how she managed that. But it was fascinating. And I've had that experience in my life where actually I just had it this year with my studio, and a passionate group of people came together and brought in like $10,000 for the studio to keep us afloat during COVID. And it's tripled, it's quadrupled. Money just came, like the government started handing me money and this started, like all of a sudden that, because of the energy behind the group of people that were like, no, you will stay open, right? So we forget when we ourselves work just for the money, the energy isn't there. It's not there for us. The money doesn't like it. Not like it doesn't work at all. And that's why the experience that you had, right, of working for the money and going into debt is, I think, what most people experience. And then you turn it around and you go, okay, I'm working for the meaning. And the money flows. It comes in because it wants to be there.
And it's interesting how you say it flows. When we think of money, we talk about it as currency. Mm. It's a current. And when we, you know, Maren and I speak a lot about the soulful leader, you know, we're not just talking about someone out there doing all kinds of things. It's how we lead ourselves and how we love ourselves. That's the soulfulness of like getting in touch with our deeper wisdom and our gifts and our strengths and our passion. When we can drop into that place into our heart, that's when flow happens. So if we're talking flow and we're talking currency, how can we not be successful financially, mentally, emotionally, soulfully, on all levels?
Yeah. I love this conversation, and I would invite all of you to join us in this conversation. Let's talk about how we could do this differently and how we can shift the paradigm around this. So join us on Facebook at The Soulful Leader, and make sure you subscribe to our podcast. And if you're enjoying it, I would ask that you go ahead and rate us either on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on. It would be great. So thanks so much for joining us today.
And that wraps up another episode of the Soulful Leader Podcast with your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Maren Oslak. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to dive deeper, head over to our website at thesoulfulleaderpodcast.com.
Until next time.